Mark Berger's Street Smart Selling Skills. Module 1. What is this profession of selling? Part 3. What is selling? In Part 2, the previous module, we looked at what is marketing, which is the creation of an awareness about a product, service, or brand. In this module, we're going to look at what is selling. I define selling as the art and science of assisting our customers to make the correct, win-win buying decision. Now that may seem like a long definition, but I'm going to break it down for you so that it makes sense. Let's start off with the first part, selling is an art. There are a couple of components to this. Selling is the art of reading people and adapting our selling style accordingly. Every customer is different, and our approach to different customers needs to be flexible enough to enable us to close more deals with them and create rapport. Selling is also the art of being confident without coming across as arrogant. There's a very fine line between confidence and arrogance, and the street smart sales professional knows exactly what that line is. Sales is the art of asking the correct questions. You'll see in later modules the power of asking the correct questions at the correct time. Sales is also the art of really listening to the answers our customers give to those questions. Really listening. Not just listening, but hearing. And not just hearing, but understanding. That sometimes there is a message beneath the words coming from our customers. Sales is also the art of sensing when it is time to close the deal. And finally, selling is the art of closing effectively, of upping our closing ratio so that we can get more closed deals for the effort that we put in to set up that sale. Selling is also a science. You could say that the art part that we spoke about before is the slightly softer stuff which you sense or you feel or you develop an intuition about. And then there's the science. And many people don't think there's a science to selling. 20 or 30 years ago, they thought, oh, you're just born to sell. You've got the gift of the gab. You've got people skills. You just wing it. And some people, honestly, find it really easy to sell. And some people find it a little bit more difficult. But with practice and with the application of what you're learning in this module, especially the scientific parts, everybody can become good at selling. So when we talk about the science of selling, we talk about the science of using all the available sales tools which are provided in this program and explained and detailed. And you have a lot of tools at your disposal. It's also the science of using a simple sales administration system. And it is the science of working out the sales mathematics and sales ratios that apply to you. It is also the science of proper customer research and effective call preparation. Many salespeople don't prepare adequately for sales calls, either telephonic or personal. We will show you exactly how to do that. Selling is also the science of effective communication. There are two modules on communication on this 12-module program. Selling is also about the science of time management. Managing your time effectively, working smart rather than working hard. Selling is also the science of implementing a strategy. Not just any strategy, but a street smart sales strategy, which will also be covered on this program. And selling is the science of closing the deal by using the appropriate closing technique. There are at least 10 different ways to close a sale, and the street smart sales professional knows all of them, has practiced them, and keeps them available and pulls out the correct one to use at the correct time with the appropriate customer. So that's the art and science part. The next part of the definition is assisting our customers. Service is the basis for sales success. We all know that. By really caring for our customers and taking the time to get to really understand them and their needs, we're able to assist them in the best way possible. When I started selling, I thought that service happened after the deal. It was the way of dealing with problems or fixing things when they went wrong. But I now understand and will share with you during this program that service begins up front, in the beginning, when you first approach the customer and take a deep interest in them and their business and their challenges and their needs. That's what service is. It's up front. It's paying it forward. Of course you do deal with problems afterwards, but true great sales professionals pay it forward. They give service first. The next part of the definition is assisting our customers to make the correct decision. Now, although we believe in and are always trying to sell our product or our service, whatever it is that we are employed to sell, sometimes the solution we have to offer is not the absolutely correct one for a customer at that particular time. If we uncover through questions that their needs are not suited to our product or our solution is not exactly suited to their needs, we need to learn to walk away. We need to learn to advise a customer that, to be honest, even though I'd like to sell this product to you, it is not the correct solution. So what I'm going to do is assist you to find the correct solution. And that may even mean pointing our customers in the direction of someone we call our opposition or competition, because that's what service is. We're assisting our customers to make the correct decision. And then we talk about win-win. When we make a sale, we must feel comfortable that both parties have won or benefited, us and the customer. We cannot allow a situation where one of us feels that they have lost. So, for example, if we are able to negotiate a really high price with a customer, which gives us a huge commission and gives our company a fantastic profit, but the customer has had to dramatically overpay for their purchase, this is not win-win. You've won and they have lost. On the other side, if a customer keeps pushing us for more and more discount until we literally have to give it away and make no commission, no profit, or even sell at a loss, which some people do, this is equally unacceptable, because in that case, the customer has won and we and our company has lost. The reason I put win-win in the definition is because both parties must win for successful sales to be sustainable. And finally, we talk about a buying decision. Some buying decisions are simple, while others take more time and a lot more patience from the sales professional. You are always doing whatever you can to assist your customers to decide. And what you are doing is not so much persuading or convincing, but rather communicating and listening and clarifying and explaining and serving and advising whilst negotiating in a street smart way, overcoming objections, and ultimately closing the deal like a true professional. So once more, just to recap the definition, selling is the art and science of assisting our customers to make the correct win-win buying decision. Please repeat that a few times until it becomes an internalized part of who you are and see how it will affect you going forward. One more time, selling is the art and science of assisting our customers to make the correct win-win buying decision.